For some people, the holiday season means twinkly lights and evergreen trees. For others, it's all about the eggnog latte. For thousands of Puget Sound area families, the holidays mean an annual trip to see Nutcracker at Pacific Northwest Ballet. If you've never seen Nutcracker, it's the story of a young girl who receives a Nutcracker doll on Christmas Eve. In her dreams, the doll comes to life, and they travel together to a magical world. More than 30 years ago, former Pacific Northwest Ballet artistic directors Francia Russell and Kent Stoll decided their young Seattle dance company needed a signature Nutcracker production. They wanted something that would define PNB as an artistic force to be reckoned with.
Every major company has their own Nutcracker, their own version that is part of the cultural scene.
Stoll and Russell asked celebrated author and illustrator Maurice Sendak to design PNB's new Nutcracker. Stoll created the choreography. The mere idea of this production sparked Seattle's collective imagination. 3 months before the new ballet debuted, PNB had already sold more than 1,200 tickets. Kent Stoll says as the years went on and the show's popularity gelled, Nutcracker ticket sales became PNB's economic engine.
It's the backbone of every company. It's the truth, you know. Our size company, it was a huge disproportionate amount of income. For so long, we were earning 75% of our income, and most of it from Nutcracker.
But times and tastes can change. Stoll and Russell retired a decade ago. Current PNB artistic director Peter Boll announced last spring that next year he'll replace the Sendak-Stoll Nutcracker with another version of the holiday classic. Boll says his ballet company still depends on Nutcracker ticket sales for about 25% of its annual revenue. But the ticket sales have fallen off a bit in recent years. Boll says it was time to take the plunge and make a change.
We were sort of looking at how many new people were coming in every year and also over a 31-year period. And not to say it's not a gamble, but we just felt it was the right decision. And it was also a collective decision. The board was very much in on that decision, the rest of the institution as well.
Starting in 2015, PNB will present legendary choreographer George Balanchine's Nutcracker with a new set and costumes designed by children's book writer Ian Falconer. Peter Boll grew up in New York, where he saw Balanchine's ballet every year. He went on to perform in it during his tenure with Balanchine's company, New York City Ballet. Boll admits that people are passionately devoted to their childhood Nutcrackers. They may have stylistic differences, but he says, at heart, Kent Stoll and George Balanchine based their ballets on the same story by E.T.A. Hoffman.
So they're both authentic and they're both derived from the same original source. But some of the differences are that Clara goes from being a girl to being a woman in Kent's production, and in the Balanchine production she remains a girl throughout, exactly the same age. It's a girl's story and it's a girl's dream, and there isn't a grown-up Clara at the end.
Another big difference is visual. Maurice Sendak has a distinctive style, think Where the Wild Things Are. His designs for PNB reflect that style. Ian Falconer's new designs aren't public yet, but if you know his Olivia books, you know his style's a little more cuddly. Peter Boll's excited to present this new Nutcracker to Northwest audiences. Kent Stoll, on the other hand, is miffed that his successor is replacing a show that's become a Northwest holiday tradition.
It's an iconic production for our profession, and it's an icon for the city. It's like, as if we said, well, I want to see a new Space Needle. I have a great idea for a new Space Needle, so we're going to tear it down and do another one.
Seattle dance writer Sandra Kurtz agrees that Stoll's Nutcracker is a regional icon. Replacing it, she says, is a risky step for PNB.
It's a big, big rollout. So this is a huge change for them. It's going to require a lot of institutional time. It's going to require a lot of retooling of, like, all of their marketing materials. I'm just thinking that this is a lot of work. And it's a lot of work for a company that's already doing a lot of work.
That said, Kurtz hopes PNB succeeds.
I wish them a lot of luck, and I mean that seriously. They are my hometown team, and I would very much hope that I love this as much as I love the old one.
She will. according to PNB Artistic Director Peter Bowl.
I've seen the magic that it brings to audiences and to families, and just as every Nutcracker does in some sense, people come to the ballet for the very first time, and their eyes open, and they leave changed. And our hope is that they come back, because there's so much more to discover.
Pacific Northwest Ballet's Sendak Stole Nutcracker opens at McCaw Hall the day after Thanksgiving. This is The Record on KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman.